You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant, and I am your host, Adam Brewer. Before we get into this episode, I just want to go over a little housekeeping. All right, guys? Right now, you'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also going to be way more active now on YouTube. I've been hinting at some things, and I'm finally narrowed it down to what I want to do. So I want to break it down to you right now. On YouTube, I will be downloading all reaction episodes from here on out. You guys seem to be loving every reaction episode I put out, and every quick hitter episode I put out are off the charts, both of them. So I will start with reaction episodes, and I will probably start putting quick hitters on there as well. Fantastic. The response you guys have been giving me lately is off the charts. I just want you guys to know I really, really appreciate your support. So with that, go to YouTube and like and subscribe, and also go to Spotify and leave a star review. Hopefully it's a 5-star review. Follow there as well and hit me up on the DM, and I will send you new stickers. And I have wrist bracelets, the ones that old Lance Armstrong used to have, but they are blue with the Michigan Maniac on it. And let's face it, this is the Football Rant, but we are all Michigan Maniacs. I will do that for free. You just got to hit me up, let me know where I need to send them, and I will do it for just simply thanking you for supporting me. Also, if you go to Spotify in the bio, you can hit the voicemail. Voicemail Mondays is going to be a thing. Please leave your voicemail, and I will create a whole episode around whatever voicemails I get. If I don't get any voicemails, it'll continue just to be Ask Me Anything. Either way, I'm hoping that you guys get involved. I want to be more I want to be more active with you guys. Okay. Also, you go to the bio in Spotify, and you can support this podcast for a mere $4.99 a month. I think there's three options: 99 cents, $4.99, and $9.99. Either one, I really don't care. Either one you want. You go ahead and support this podcast, and it will allow me to buy shirts, hats, and all the other stickers and bracelets that I can pay for. That's all I want to do, is just give back to the Maniac Society that has been so good to me. So I appreciate you guys. Go through all this. If you can, let me know, and I will give back to you as much as I possibly can. Thank you so much for being the greatest audience ever. I mean, you guys have been fantastic. To me, you will always be the silent majority. There's a few of you I hear from constantly, but the numbers have just been increasing, and it is fantastic. It is getting to the point, it's getting to the point where we are almost pre-COVID numbers, and that's exciting. And I have only you to thank. So thank you very much, guys. Once again, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, like and subscribe on both, leave a review on both. Hit me up on the DMs, and I will send you new stickers and new rubber bracelets. You go and support me on the bio in Spotify. Pick any one of the three that is offered, and I will also send you a hat. Once the new hats come out, I want you to pick which one, and I will send them out. I just want to make you guys happy. That's all I want to do. So I hope we can just crush it. And I hope you love this week's episode. Hey, welcome to the Big Game Pregame Illinois. But before we get into that, guys, please go to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, or just leave a review, and also go to Showtime. Go to Spotify, leave a 5-star review there as well. Go to YouTube and subscribe. You do any of those things, hit me up, DM me on Instagram, and give me your name and number, or your name and address, and I will send you some stickers and wristbands when I get them. This has been the biggest nightmare. I don't know how the United States Post Office is even in business. Like, I literally had 50 custom-made wristbands stolen. Literally the bag cut and the products removed, and then the mail person put the empty package into my mailbox, and then they were trying to say that anybody could have stolen them. You need a key to get into my mailbox. No one could have just walked by and stole it. I'm sorry. I'm very, very frustrated. This has been an absolute nightmare. And then the company, rightfully so, is like, well, you know, how do we know? You know, so I get it. So I'm still working with them. I might even have to find another company. This has just been an absolute freaking nightmare. Anyways, guys, go on. Spotify, hit the support button. And if you guys, anything, I got numerous different things you can, monetary levels you can do. It's just going to help me produce more stuff for the show. Because I just want to get as much stuff out to the people who support me, and I just really, really appreciate it. So guys, let's get into this. Illinois, how do we feel about them, right? I mean, I told you for weeks now, I thought they were a poor example of Michigan in 2018. You know, that's just what they reminded me of. And actually, I guess they're just a carbon copy of Michigan. Because, DeVito, poor man's J.J. McCarthy, Chance Brown, I mean, pretty good running back. I mean, if he was on a good team, he'd probably get some Heisman buzz, you know, but, you know, he's got like 1,400 yards rushing and only 7 touchdowns. I think the touchdowns is what really helps get the nation's attention. You know, as a running back, you're expected to get a lot of yards, but the touchdowns is what is impressive. You know, I think what Corum's got 20, I think. I could be wrong, but I think it's around 20 touchdowns on the season. And to compare to Chance's 7, you know. Big-time players make big-time plays, and those big-time plays are usually touchdowns. So, I don't know. Their passing game's all right. They got two wide receivers that I think could give us fits. Williams and Hightower. Definitely Hightower. He impresses me. Now, Williams is just one of those. He's kind of like Roman Williams. Jesus, I cannot get names out of my face today. Roman Wilson. Just not as talented. But Hightower's got the size. He's like a traditional Michigan State wide receiver. So they could give us fits. That's why I'm curious if Will Johnson is getting the start this week, or is it Jamon Green's back? Because I think Will Johnson can neutralize Hightower. Wouldn't even worry about him after that. Then we just have to worry about the shiftiness of Williams. They have 98 total receptions, 981 yards receiving. So, you know, around 10 yards per catch, you know, which is pretty decent. Like I said, it could give us fits. Their defense is solid. I just don't think they've played anybody of note. The two teams they have three teams they've lost to. I mean, a Purdue team, you never know which Purdue offensively you're going to get. Michigan State and Indiana are the two bad teams in the East. So there's
not a great representation for their defense to say, oh yeah, they really do deserve the third overall defense in the nation. I don't think so. That's why I'm looking to see how Corum and this offensive line really go after them. I mean, we dismantled Penn State, and I don't care what people say. I'm always going to assume that Penn State recruits better, coaches better, plays better than Illinois. You know? And I mean, hell, even Bielema on this whole comparing Illinois to Michigan type thing, even Bielema looks like Harbaugh if Harbaugh dedicated himself to food eating contests. You know what I mean? If Harbaugh really wanted to win a chili cookout, is what Brett Bielema looks like. You know? I mean, they're taking this obsession with Michigan a little too far, if you ask me. But I don't know. I definitely, Vegas knows what they're doing, because 17 points seems about perfect for the line here. I definitely see Michigan going, winning at least by 20 points. I'll be very interested to see how we do with the pass in this one, because they have two big cornerbacks, and I think overall their smallest cornerback is 5'11". So they're up in the 6 feet range. They're lanky. They can run. So I would, if this, I definitely, I don't know. That's why I said I'm interested in this pass in this game this week, because if we can do it against their defense, it would really encourage me going against Ohio State the following week. It would really be an encouragement, because this isn't a team that we should just decimate. It should be at least a pretty good game at half, and then of course second half adjustments, see you later, that's a wrap. But you know, it should be an interesting game up until half, I would think. So there's a lot of things that Illinois provides that I think is going to force Michigan to focus on, and I think it's a great dry run before Ohio State. Just like Maryland was a great dry run for Ohio State last year. So I really like this game. I really like the fact that it's going to force Michigan to be present in this game and not look ahead. Because literally, if we don't show up and if we don't play the type of game we can, we will lose. Or it's going to be way closer than it should. And let's face it, with the last playoff rankings came out, whoever the committee is, they're dying to get all four spots taken up by the SEC. They're dying for it, because Tennessee, I get, is number five, right? The four stay the same, just in case you guys haven't seen it. The four stay the same, but the thing that's troubling is, well, not Tennessee. Tennessee's five with the one loss to Georgia, understandable there. But six, LSU jumps. LSU has two losses. They jump a one-loss USC team. I don't care. Bama is only a good win this season solely based off its reputation from last year. Bama is not a great team this year. A two-loss Bama team should never be the quality win to have you hop, a two-loss team hop over a one-loss team. Just never. It should never happen. So that's why I think the committee's dying to get at least three SEC teams in there. I mean, that's why I see this week right now is our playoff. Till the end of how far we can go, right? It's the beginning of a playoff, because there's no way on God's green earth that this committee is ever going to put a one-loss Michigan team in when they could jam an LSU right down our effing throat. So let's just get ready, guys, because we need to win out. And let's face it, it should be that way, right? I don't like the fact that the SEC is probably going to get three teams into the playoff. I don't like that, and I think it's stupid, and I think this is one of the main reasons why we need a 12-team playoff. because it's ridiculous that there's even a committee that would say, oh, well, we know best. We know what's going on for the college football landscape, and we're going to put all the good teams in. And then look what they're doing. It's ridiculous. It's stupid, and it's obviously it's a planned deal. I wouldn't doubt if most of them have been paid off by the SEC to get their people in. It just wouldn't shock me, because look what they're doing each week. And it's not like the SEC, never mind. I'm going to get off on a tangent, and it's just going to drive me nuts. But so we need to treat every week like it's a playoff. I mean, especially Ohio State has to be a playoff game in our head. Then when we beat them, Big Ten title game, playoff game. And then the real playoffs start, because we have to, because one slip up and it doesn't matter. One slip up and you're done. And then you're leaving it into a bunch of hands of a bunch of people named Boo. Boo and his buddies. We're going to leave it up to Boo and his buddies to decide who goes into the effing playoff. I don't know if that would be good enough for me if I was a Michigan football player. I would play my ass off just to make sure Boo and his buckaroos couldn't just tell me what's going on, you know? And booing his buckaroos. I love it sometimes. This is a playoff, man. I see Michigan kind of winning in the end. I think it's going to be interesting in the first half, like usual. I have no idea what we're going to do with the pass. I have on either side. I think that's going to be my main focus this week. I think, though, our pass rush is going to be dominant. Oh, I want to throw something in there. I think a big shout out goes to Mike Elston. A buddy of mine mentioned this to me in a text, and I had forgotten all about Mike Elston, but I'm going to do a quick hitter episode about the defensive tackles and why I think they are the reason why Michigan's defense is better. Not might be, is better than last season's. And I've gotten some stats to kind of back up my argument. And it's all due. One of them is Mike Elston. Mike Elston, I think, no offense to Sean Newitt, probably great guy, right? And pretty good recruiter, it looked like. But the overall way these defensive tackles are playing this year are off the charts. And maybe it's coincidence. Maybe it is, right? Maybe Mason Graham would have been doing this even if Sean Newell was here. You know what I mean? If he was there this season. But I think a big shout out goes to Mike Elston. And thank you, Jackie Boy, for letting me, or reminding me of him. I was going to say something. I can't even remember. Anyways, I don't know if this is going to be a very long episode, to be quite honest with you. I think Michigan's going to roll in the second half. I think it's going to be tight and interesting in the first. I think Michigan, keys to victory really is just stay strong with the run. Do what we do best, right? Make them stop it. Like Jim Harbaugh says, why would we do anything else if this was working? And I made the comparison to the 1997, it might be 95 or so, Nebraska Cornhuskers. You knew they were going to run. You knew they were going to do the option. You knew it, and you couldn't stop it. Nobody could stop that team, and they demoralized people. And I think what Michigan's doing now is sort of like what Nebraska did back then. It's phenomenal. I mean, I've never seen such a well-oiled machine when it comes to running a ball since those Nebraska teams. So, very excited to see how this is going to happen. I would love to see JJ don't make any key mistakes, right? That's also going to play into it, because they are opportunistic, Illinois' pass defense. Like I said, they've got big boys who can run. And they can't, I think they have two or three guys with like three to four interceptions each. Yeah. I mean, Illinois' defense they're not great with the sacks. They only had 26 sacks on the season so far, but they have 17 interceptions. 17. I mean, we have 8. I think we have 8. It's ridiculous. So it's nothing great. But yeah, so they're very opportunistic. So that's going to be another little stepping stone for JJ. When he's up against a quality defensive backfield, can he make the plays without putting the ball into danger? So I'm interested to see that. This is a great game, I think. It's going to be a great game to watch. We're going to win, but I mean, you know, I always hate to say we're going to win because, one, I'm not part of the team, but two, also, you never know. These are college kids. You never know what's going to go through their head. I just think that the culture here has changed so much that they are so focused that it doesn't matter. I think that's always been the one thing that Michigan struggled with was focus. And now I don't think that's a problem, and that's why I always feel so confident that this team is just going to kick ass no matter what because they are so lasered in on that one opponent. I love it. I love this team. So I'll be interested to see how this goes. But yeah, this is it, man. Big game pregame. Guys, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine right now, isn't it? I mean, really, just think about how effing great it is. This season is flying by. It feels like I had just went to the Colorado State game. We're already going to be in the 11th week. Wow. Or the 11th game. Isn't that, it's just, you got to love football for as long as you have it, right? The season is quick. But guys, please, go support the podcast. Go support the YouTube channel. I'm trying to improve, since you can't see my face, and apparently that's a big thing now. I don't know. It's always odd that people like to watch other people talk. Weird, right? I don't mind listening. But anyways, so I'm trying to make the backgrounds a little bit better, a little fancier, you know, trying to put some extra time into this. So go support the YouTube channel. Help support me, help me be able to make some stuff for you guys, hats, wristbands, all that kind of stuff. That's all I really want to do with this. If I can make extra money, that'd be great. If not, I just want to give back to you because you guys have been so fantastic to me. Just tell everybody you can. I mean, tell them all about the Michigan Football Rant. Just be maniacs. And, you know, it's been great to do this show, and I just want to give back. So anyways, let's stop pandering or whining or whatever we call this. Guys, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue.